two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story this hour. Frustration is growing for investigators and the family of missing 22-year-old Gabby Petito. During a press conference, family and officers say Gabby could be anywhere. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson begins our team coverage.
Gabby Petito's father, Joseph, says he's pleading for any kind of help he can get from the friends and family of person of interest, Brian Laundrie. He also promoted a nationwide tip line for information to find his daughter, saying literally nothing else matters.
This girl right here, this is what matters. That is it.
Northport Police Chief Todd Garrison says there aren't any search crews looking for Petito yet, since they're not sure exactly where to look.
Right now, we're still trying to narrow down geographic areas.
On Wednesday, Petito's stepfather and a family friend posted flyers around Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming as they search for any clues to her whereabouts. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Gabby's family is ramping up the search for Gabby in Grand Teton National Park. KSL-TV's Garna Mejia is there speaking to Gabby's stepfather and continues our team coverage.
They feel really strongly that there is something here that they need to be present for. And they feel that because this is where they're most confident she was last seen. She made it here with her boyfriend in that, you know, transit van. After arriving here, that's where they say that that timeline gets really, really hazy, and they're trying to understand what happened next.
Garna says the authorities have been out searching the park.
At this time, they don't exactly have a specific area that they're narrowing in, but he did want to really clarify that they have boots on the ground. There is physical activity going on right now at the park. And it's the first time that they've actually come out and said it, right? And so now we have a better idea of where that activity could be happening. We went out into that area, didn't see a lot, but there's a lot of traffic. It's a really big park.
The FBI is now asking for pictures, especially if you were at Grand Teton around August 25th. You can send those tips to tips.fbi.gov. In the days leading up to her disappearance, Gabby had video chats with her family in late August and then only text messages. Family attorney Richard Stafford says they are suspicious of those texts.
The Petito and Smith family don't believe that message was sent from Gabby.
Laundrie returned to their Florida home without her on September 1st. She was reported missing by her family 10 days later. The Grand County Sheriff's Office isn't ruling out anything in their investigation in the double homicide of Kylie Schulte and Crystal Michelle Turner. In a statement from the office, they say they will actively look into any connection between Gabby Petito and the newlywed couple. Governor Spencer Cox says he wants businesses to be able to choose whether or not they require vaccines for their employees. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports.
Governor Cox says he supports allowing businesses to require or not require vaccines as they choose. This comes as lawmakers yesterday mulled over whether to ban businesses from being allowed to require vaccines. A group of about 100 or so petitioned the Health and Human Services Committee.
It merely protects business owners from being coerced into bearing cost and responsibility, and it protects employee privacy.
But no bill has been proposed yet. Governor Cox saying in a statement to KSL today that they support vaccines as the way out of the pandemic and free market solutions for businesses. The governor has been critical of President Joe Biden's federal vaccine mandate plan. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Our top national story from ABC News. President Biden talked up his infrastructure package at the White House today. He says he's getting pushback from Republicans who voted for the previous administration's tax cuts for the wealthy.
These are the same folks who just 4 years ago passed the Trump tax cut, totaling almost $2 trillion in tax cuts. A giant giveaway to the largest corporations in the top 1%. And listen to this. Almost none of that $2 trillion tax cut was paid for. It just ballooned the federal deficit.
The president says his infrastructure plan will end up paying for itself over time. A new poll shows we don't really trust that our personal information is safe online. The AP NORC poll says about half of Americans believe their private text conversations lack security, and they're even less confident about the security of their social media activity or their physical location. Well, spooky season is right around the corner. That means it's time to get out the Christmas decorations. Well, this year, it could be more important than ever to decorate early with high shipping costs and supply chain bottlenecks. Spencer Brains at Modern Display in Salt Lake City explains what they are facing.
Typically, we pay anywhere from $6,000 to $7,000 per container to get it from China to our door here in Utah. And this year, it's going to be anywhere from $19,000 to $26,000 per container.
Okay, you may not need to decorate early, but you do need to shop early. Vrain says when you see Christmas stuff in the, on the store shelves, you better buy now instead of waiting. KSL News Time, 5:05. It's time for First Look Traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a report of a rollover crash in the Taylorsville area, Redwood Road, 4100 South. I'm looking at a new accident northbound I-15 after 6 North. They do have it moved to the right, but it's causing stop-and-go delays into downtown. Also, a crash with injuries blocking a right lane of traffic. This is going to be eastbound I-215 South Belt. It's after Redwood Road, and it's also causing delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06. 6 months after the American Rescue Plan became law, what money has gone out and where has it gone? ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with details.
The Biden administration says the Treasury Department has disbursed $700 billion of the $1 trillion in spending that department oversees from the American Rescue Plan. That's the $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan the president signed into law 6 months ago. The administration says of that $700 billion put out, $400 billion went to stimulus checks, $46 billion to expanded child tax credits, $5 billion for emergency rental assistance, and $240 billion for state and local governments. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Utah is receiving the most payments from Biden's child tax credit. The state, known for larger families and a younger population, averaged monthly payments of $515. Idaho had the second highest average at $465 per month. Four civilians now flying higher than virtually anyone else in history. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
They've gone further away from our planet than all but a handful of people.
I'm just a regular person. I am so lucky that I got a phone call asking if I wanted to go to space.
Haley Arsenault, a worker at St. Jude's Children's Hospital and a one-time patient, one of four aboard that SpaceX capsule right now, high above us.
They are soaring 363 miles away from Earth, orbiting the planet at 17,500 miles per hour for 3 days, going farther than any civilian has before, 100 miles past the International Space Station.
ABC's Gio Benitez. Also aboard, billionaire Jared Isaacman, who paid for all four seats as a fundraiser for St. Jude.
Exciting and an unexplored frontier. A few have come before and many are about to follow.
Aviation expert Steve Gagnier.
Every time we go into space, it makes space cheaper, it makes it safer. We learn something every time we go up, and it makes it more reliable.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 5:08. It's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
In the 1950s, moms and dads complained about the kids in that rock and roll music. In the 60s, moms and dads were warned about the hippies and their drug music. And by the 70s, everyone was too exhausted to care. I mean, we just went through the 60s. And for a while, things were cool. But now we're back to this intergenerational warfare. Older folks complain, these kids with their smartphones It makes them dumb. The young slap back with okay, boomer, and now generations are even squabbling amongst themselves. On one side, millennials under the age of 35, and on the other, this little sliver of society between ages 35 and 40. They're the special ones. They grew up on the cusp of a world flipping from analog to digital. So like the old people, they can read facial expressions. But at the same time, they can also sense the nuance in a text message. Now, you send me a unicorn emoji and an exclamation mark, I don't know what you're talking about. But a 35 to 40-year-old would figure it out. They straddle two worlds successfully. But the other day, a major fail when a researcher gave them a new nickname. Author Erica Dewan called these 35 to 40-year-olds geriatric millennials. There's nothing worse than being 38 and hearing that you're geriatric. It's the first time they've heard they're old. So furiously on Twitter, they cried that the label is ageist. They quickly searched for a new name. And according to a Snap survey on Twitter, 35 to 40-year-olds would appreciate it if you'd refer to them as original millennials. Okay, boomer.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. We do have a crash with injuries. This is eastbound I-215 south, built after Redwood Road. The right lane is blocked. It's causing delays. You're also going to see slowdown southbound on I-215's west belt between I-80 and 2100 south. Southbound I-15, Salt Lake County, heavy and slow starting prior to 4500 south to 90th south. Michelle?
But looking good southbound I-15 coming over the point of the mountain. Seeing slowdowns, though, as you're going through Pleasant Grove. On the flip side, still have the delays due to this earlier debris in the road at 500 east in American Fork. You're going to see that traffic backing up to 800 north in Orem. Steve?
We have a brand new crash leaving downtown Salt Lake City. Northbound 15 is going to be a 10th north. That's on the right lane. Looks like the right lane is closed. Got delays back to 9 south. Plus Davis County delays. Kaysville up to Clearfield. And northbound 89, a long, slow ride from Antelope Drive up to I-84. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air, ready to help and continues to take precautions to limit your exposure as Utah reopens. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Kevin Eubank with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Friday.
Thanks a lot, Marie. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, tons of sunshine, smoky skies, but temperatures generally in the low to mid-80s. We'll stay in the low 80s for 6 o'clock, upper 70s for 7. Sunset should be at 7:35, and then we'll go clear skies in the overnight with temperatures bottoming out in the upper 50s. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. A massive fire destroyed a community staple in Weber County. KSL-TV reports Sargent's Ranch Inn went up in flames around 4:30 this morning, closing part of Highway 89. Keith Sargent, the building's former owner, sold the bar a few weeks ago. The new owners were planning on adding more features like a dance club. Investigators are still looking into the cause of that fire, but they say the building looks like it's a total loss. Pfizer and the FDA are signaling that emergency authorization is coming soon for the COVID vaccine in children ages 5 to 11. In Marin County, California, they are getting set to get ready to go with that the minute the authorization comes.
At the beginning of the pandemic, Marin County Deputy Health Officer Dr. Lisa Santoris says she probably would not have gotten her kids vaccinated, but now she says no question about it. Once a vaccine is available for her two young children, they will be getting it.
Delta really was a game changer for our community and for the globe.
Marin County already has dates on the calendar for clinics to begin giving the vaccine to children at elementary schools, anticipating FDA approval in the next few weeks. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Provo High School is clear after being on lockdown for over an hour this afternoon. Around 12:30, a student reported seeing two men arguing, and one of them allegedly had a gun. Provo police tweeted that the school was immediately put on lockdown and students were evacuated. No one was injured during the incident, and both the men were located. Police are still investigating at the high school.
A new report suggesting that the world is off track to meet the climate goals laid out in the Paris Climate Accord. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from Paris.
The world is significantly off schedule to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement, and the temporary impacts of the pandemic did not slow the relentless advancement of climate change, according to a new report from the World Meteorological Organization. The report included a stark warning, adding, quote, unless there are immediate, rapid, and large-scale reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, limiting warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius will be impossible, with catastrophic consequences for people and the planet on which we depend, end quote. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Trending right now, rapper Nicki Minaj is catching a lot of heat for her tweets with false information about the COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci went out of his way to address her claim that a friend suffered severe side effects from the shot. The White House has offered a phone call with Minaj to discuss the safety of the vaccines. And even the health minister of Trinidad, where Minaj was born, has condemned her comments. KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Utah is among the states telling President Joe Biden pull back the vaccine mandate plan for businesses or face every available legal action. Attorney General Sean Reyes sent a letter to President Biden with 23 other states. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, 15 more people have died from COVID-19 in Utah. Utah is reporting nearly 1,900 new cases, with 582 people currently hospitalized. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
Good news, bad news. The good news is the crash northbound I-15 at about 10th North has been moved to the right, but you still have solid delays into the downtown area. Bad news is we have a new crash. It's eastbound on the 21st South Freeway, 7200 West, blocking a center lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Plenty of sunshine, temperatures back in the 80s, but a cool down is coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
85 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A warning from the Department of Homeland Security just days before a rally in the nation's capital in support of those arrested in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. ABC's Rachel Scott.
Fencing around the U.S. Capitol is back up. Signs around the city saying, if you see someone with a firearm, immediately call 911. Washington bracing for Saturday's rally in support of those charged in the January 6th riot. The Department of Homeland Security issuing a bulletin that people either involved in or opposing this weekend's event may seek to engage in violence.
More than 600 people are facing charges related to the insurrection. 60 are still in jail. A federal judge has blocked the Biden administration's use of Title 42. The border policy rapidly expels migrants at the southern border using the CDC's public health emergency order, and it doesn't allow them to apply for asylum. Title 42 was enacted by the Trump administration and continued by the Biden White House. The decision as arrests at the southern border continue to rise.
Customs and Border Protection encountered over 200,000 attempted crossings in August, fewer than in July, which set the record since the year 2000, but still far more than in past years. While the Biden administration has asked for patience, some Republican lawmakers are sounding the alarm over what they consider a continuing crisis. According to the data released by CBP on Wednesday, 25% of the crossings were made by people who had already been encountered, leaving more than 156,000 unique encounters last month. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
There were at least 2,000 COVID-19 related deaths overnight, according to the ongoing count by Johns Hopkins University. That's the most in nearly 7 months. After a day of up and down trading, stocks closed mixed. The Dow was down, the Nasdaq up. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We're officially 100 days away from Christmas, and you might want to start buying those decorations now because supply might be short this year, especially for trees. Modern Display Executive Vice President Spencer Vereen says not even the wonderful world of Christmas is immune to COVID-19.
We've been facing a lot of issues with Christmas. It's not just Christmas trees, but it's all Christmas decor, lights, product, decorations, everything. Last year didn't really affect us, but this year, because things shut down last year, it's the ripple effect all the way into this year. So production was way slow. Production was slow because they were behind, but it was also slow because Raw materials were hard to come by because everywhere they get their raw materials were shut down for a little while too. So everything in China is just kind of behind. And shipping has been the worst of any of it because there's so much shipments that need to come to the United States that there's not enough containers to put the product in. There's not enough ships to put the product on. There's not enough laborers to move the product. They have to shut down the ports every once in a while because there's a COVID outbreak. I mean, it's everything's delayed.
But that's not even the worst part of it.
The pricing for the shipping has gone through the roof. So our pricing for shipping containers has gone, it's between 4.5 to 5 times per container than what it was last year. So typically we pay anywhere from $6,000 to $7,000 per container to get it from China to our door here in Utah. And this year it's going to be anywhere from $19,000 to $26,000 per container. So it just, and because of that, I mean, we can't take all that burden. So we have to, it has to be passed on to the consumer. And it's not just affecting us and Christmas trees. Everything I've read is it's everybody's paying these prices for shipping.
He says Modern Display normally has a decent amount of product in stock by now, but he says they haven't received any of it yet. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Triple Team Traffic is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's begin with Ricky Meese.
Well, it looks like they've temporarily halted all traffic due to this crash with possible injuries eastbound on the 21st South Freeway at 7200 West. The accident itself has been blocking a center lane of traffic. We're going to start to see a little bit of backup in the area now. On I-215 South Belt, they're getting ready to open up that right lane of traffic, which has been blocked with an injury accident just after Redwood Road, but you still have solid slowdowns back to Taylorsville. Southbound I-15 delays continue between 4500 and 90th South. Now starting to see a little bit of heavy and slow traffic westbound SR-201 between I-15 and the West Belt. Michelle?
Looking at some slowing, this is Bankator Highway in South Jordan with the construction for drivers in Utah County. Southbound I-15 looking good until you're hitting American Fork. You're going to see the slowdowns all the way into Linden. On the flip side, that's going to start in Orem due to debris that was in the road about 500 east in American Fork. Steve?
It's going to take you a little extra time to get out of downtown Salt Lake City right now. Northbound 15 backed up due to a crash at 10th North. Got delays back to 9th South. That crash is on the right shoulder. In Davis County, more slowdowns waiting for you from Kaysville up to Clearfield. And a slow go for those on northbound 89. Packed in now from Cherry Lane all the way up to I-84. And a new crash in Riverdale, eastbound 4800 South at 1900 West. The Salt Lake City VA is vaccinating all veterans regardless of VA healthcare eligibility. Walk-ins welcome at the main medical center. American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the Salt Lake City VA. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Kevin Eubank is here with a 7-day forecast.
Thanks a lot, Maria. We'll get ready for some changes. Today, smoky sunshine. We'll do that again tomorrow with a high of 87. Clouds will move in on Saturday and some scattered showers and thunderstorms develop as we lift in some moisture from the south. Sunday, high still in the 80s, mostly sunny skies, kind of an in-between day. And then a cold front comes in Sunday night into Monday morning. That's not going to bring a ton of precipitation, but it will dramatically drop our temperatures, highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s to start next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 522.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Park City Mountain, the largest ski resort in the United States, is located in the heart of Park City, only a 35-minute drive from Salt Lake International Airport. Sherry Weaver with Park City and Keystone Resorts is here to tell us about the offerings guests can experience at Park City Mountain.
At Park City Mountain, we believe location is everything. When you're planning your next social or corporate event, we invite you to explore one of the most iconic destinations in the West, right in your own backyard. Bustling with activities year-round, Park City Mountain offers luxurious accommodations, more than 15,000 square feet of flexible meeting space, taking full advantage of fresh mountain air and spectacular views of the Wasatch Back. That's all on top of world-class skiing and snowboarding, accessible with your Vail Resorts Epic Pass. Our passion for the mountains and for our communities is in the DNA of all our employees at Park City Mountain and across Vail Resorts. Our mission is simple: to create the experience of a lifetime for our employees so they can, in turn, provide an experience of a lifetime for our guests. No matter the season, we look forward to welcoming you to Park City Mountain soon.
Park City Mountain has a lot of fun to offer. You can find more information at parkcitymountain.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, speaking on business.
Don't miss the gigantic 3-day piano liquidation sale at the Piano Gallery in Murray, happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Millions in piano inventory from across the country must be sold. Save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on new and used inventory, including grands, uprights, and digitals from Yamaha, Clavinova, and other top brands. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only at the Piano Gallery in Murray.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bang.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee, people thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer for $799 with a lifetime warranty. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
KSL News Time 525. We are watching Utah's money. Southwest is offering a bonus to employees for getting vaccinated. CNBC reports the airline will give 16 hours of pay to get the shot. KSL Drives or KSL Flies, Rolls-Royce successfully tested its new fully electric airplane this week. CNBC reports the Spirit of Innovation flew for about 15 minutes over Britain. Bidding wars aren't just for the buyers anymore. The Motley Fool reports people are trying to rent apartments are having to throw down bigger deposits or even offer to pay more each month for rent. On Wall Street today, the Dow slipped 63 points to 34,751. S&P lost 6 points. The NASDAQ gained 20 points. More than 200,000 people were apprehended at the southern border in August. ABC's Catherine Falders has the latest.
Customs and Border Protection encountered over 200,000 attempted crossings in August, fewer than in July, which set the record since the year 2000, but still far more than in past years. While the Biden administration has asked for patience, some Republican lawmakers are sounding the alarm over what they consider a continuing crisis. According to the data released by CBP on Wednesday, 25% of the crossings were made by people who had already been encountered, leaving more than 156,000 unique encounters last month. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.